Thanks, HC. Good morning, everyone. I'm Nick Gangstad, 3M's CFO, and it is great to be with you this morning. You've heard Inga talk about 3M's strategies. You've heard Frank, Mike, and HC talk about those strategies in execution and how they're impacting our businesses and geographies. And I'll wrap up the prepared portion of our agenda this morning by covering three items. First, I'll give an update on 3M's capital structure and allocation strategy. I'll cover our 2015 earnings outlook, and then I'll give you an update on our 2013 to 2017 five-year plan that we first introduced 2 years ago. 3M has a long history of a strong capital structure and in generating strong cash flow. 1 year ago, in this very room, we announced an update to enhance 3M's capital structure strategy. We felt that we could lower 3M's total cost of capital by using low-cost debt and return cash to shareholders and invest in our business. Investing organically in our business remains our top priority, as evidenced by our investment in research and development, which you've heard everyone before me talk about this morning, as well as CapEx. To augment that organic growth, our capital deployment plan calls for $5 to $10 billion to be spent on mergers and acquisitions over the five-year period. We're doing this in a way where we're maintaining flexibility to be able to respond to strategic opportunities as they arise. Those actions started last year, and we're continuing action in 2014. And I'm going to summarize what we've been doing in 2014 as part of our capital structure, capital allocation strategy. You see them summarized on this slide here, and I'll go into detail on each of these. First, investing in our organic business is our top priority, as evidenced by our investment in research and development and CapEx. As part of our capital deployment plan, we've allowed for research and development expense to move to 6% of revenue by the year 2017. We're earmarking that incremental investment to go towards disruptive innovation that can develop new products for new markets. In 3M, we use a metric, an index called NPVI, New Product Vitality Index, to measure the amount of revenue that 3M is generating from products that have been introduced in the last 5 years. For 2014, we are estimating that index to be 33%. We do this investment in innovation to increase our relevance to our customers, and it also creates the benefit of enhancing our operating margins and return on invested capital. The second place we're investing organically in the business is in CapEx. Both innovation, which I just talked about, and manufacturing that I'm talking about now are two of the fundamental strengths that you've heard talked about repeatedly this morning. The way we deploy our CapEx is aligned with our portfolio prioritization process. 3M has flexible manufacturing assets that can be deployed across 3M's product lines. The same manufacturing asset can be manufacturing 3M products across multiple businesses. We're also vertically integrated in that we manufacture many of the raw materials that we use in production. Examples of that are our films and other chemicals that go into 3M products. We are going to continue that investment in CapEx. We're expecting in 2015 to spend between $1.5 and $1.7 billion on CapEx. And over the five-year time horizon, we expect our CapEx spending to average approximately 5% to revenue. M&A is another part of our capital allocation strategy. And I'm going to share a slide that we've shared for the last 2 years. This is where we show how we are doing with the deals that we have, the M&A deals that we have completed. The message is more or less unchanged. The acquisitions that 3M has completed since 2009 are exceeding our expectations. Our portfolio pipeline is aligned around our prioritization process as well, as we're focused on end markets that are accretive to 3M and also have the capability of generating sustainable returns for 3M. Part of our strategy has been to build a central organization within 3M which can drive 3M integration faster and more effective. Another part of our pipeline strategy is that we are looking for targets where our four fundamental strengths can be used to add value. We've also, in 2014, deployed approximately $1 billion to mergers and acquisitions. We have the two deals we've completed listed here. We purchased the remaining 25% of our Sumitomo 3M operations, a company that's been in existence over 50 years, in which 3M has had 100% control of operation for many of those years. That deployed $865 million of our international cash. And on the right-hand side, we spent approaching $100 million on our Treo acquisition in the healthcare information systems as a way to accelerate our entry into the healthcare analytics space. Both of these deals are exceeding our sales and revenue expectations from the time we made the purchases. The third part of our capital allocation strategy that we're executing this year is returning cash to shareholders. As Inga mentioned earlier this morning, we announced a 20% increase to our dividend for Q1 2015. That's on top of a 35% increase in 2014. And this moves our payout ratio for 2015 to approximately 15%. We expect that future increases will be in line with earnings growth over the coming years. Share repurchases are another way we're returning cash to shareholders. We had a range where we were estimating $17 to $22 billion over the five-year time horizon to be allocated to share repurchases. 2 years in, we estimate we will be at approximately $11 billion. Therefore, we're upping the bottom end of that range to $20 billion for a new range over the five-year period of $20 to $22 billion. Our approach as we buy back shares is twofold. First, we have a disciplined minimum amount that we are constantly in the market investing in share repurchases. And then we have a second discretionary amount, which fluctuates up or down based on relative value and other uses of cash we see coming at 3M. Over the five-year time horizon, we expect this to be 3% earnings accretive to earnings per share. The last area I'll talk about capital allocation and capital structure is net debt. There's two components to that. First, cash. We've been working to minimize global cash while keeping ourselves flexible. We've been managing our U.S. cash balance to minimal levels, and as you can see in the graph, most of our cash is in our international operations. Part of our strategy is to deploy our cash organically where that cash is being generated. We're working to deploy that cash. The acquisition of Sumitomo 3M Japan is one example of that. We also repatriate money from our international companies to the U.S. to the extent we can do it tax efficiently. Through the first 9 months of this year, we have increased our net debt by $2.3 billion. We're doing this as part of our strategy to lower our total cost of capital by taking advantage of low-cost debt. This increase in net debt has been a function of the cash reduction, which I showed on the other slide, and the issuance of $2.5 billion of term debt during the year. We've had two different offerings with terms ranging from 4 years to 30 years, all of them at favorable rates. For 2015, we are expecting to increase our leverage by $3 to $5 billion. 3M's pension team is also managing our global pension obligations well. We are largely complete with the structural changes to our defined benefit plans. We have closed most of those plans, migrating them to defined contribution plans. We estimate that we will end this year at an 87% funded level globally, and that's down from a 94% funded status at the end of 2013. There are two primary drivers for that decline. First, we're anticipating approximately an 80 basis point decline in discount rates in the US for our pension. And second, we're adopting a new mortality table in the US. We had been on the BB scale mortality table in the US, and we're moving to RP 2014 as of the end of this year. Our cash contributions, we expect to remain relatively flat between $100 and $200 million per year over the next 3 years. So to sum it all up, we see 2015 as another strong year in our capital allocation model. We will have between $15 and $17 billion of capital available to 3M, coming from our cash flow from operations, excluding R&D, including our cash and marketable securities on hand, and including $3 to $5 billion of added leverage. Our deployment strategy is also strong. We first will invest in our business, our organic business, with R&D and CapEx approaching $3.5 billion. And over the five-year time horizon, as I've mentioned before, we expect M&A to be between $5 and $10 billion. We also expect 2015 to be another strong year of returning cash to shareholders. Now let's turn our focus to earnings. Before I talk about our outlook for 2015, I'll just make a few comments about what we're seeing as 2014 comes to an end. We're seeing worldwide organic volume growth tracking in line with recent trends we have seen in 3M. We're continuing to see the US dollar strengthen during the fourth quarter, and no surprise, we're seeing commodity prices decline, which will benefit 3M even further into 2015. We're also taking actions during this quarter to rationalize our portfolio. We've taken actions in some of our businesses in Western Europe, which we expect to incur a cost of $30 million in the fourth quarter. And yesterday we announced the divestiture of our static control business within the E&E business of 3M. We expect that deal to close in first quarter of next year. Now, on to 2015. We're expecting GAAP earnings per share to be between $8 and $8.30. And if I compare that to the midpoint of our current guidance for 2014, that's a 7 to 11% increase in earnings per share. We expect our organic local currency growth to be between 3 and 6%. And we expect the strong dollar to reduce sales in US dollars by 2 to 3% next year. We're expecting our tax rate to be between 28 and 29% next year, and we anticipate free cash flow conversion between 90 and 100%. Here's our roadmap on the components that explain how we will go from our current 2014 results to our $8 to $8.30 range next year. And I'll comment on each of these components in the coming slides. But before I leave this slide, I'll just comment on the minority interest components on the far right. When we first announced the acquisition of the remaining 25% of Sumitomo 3M in Japan, of our joint venture with Sumitomo 3M in Japan, we stated that we expected 8 cents earnings per share accretion over the course of the 12 calendar months following that deal. That deal closed on September 1. The first 3 cents of that earnings per share accretion we will have experienced in 2014, and what you see noted here is the remaining 5 cents of EPS accretion, which we expect in 2015. Now on to organic growth. We expect organic growth to increase earnings per share for 3M by 25 to 50 cents. This is based on our estimate that we will grow organic local currency sales by 3 to 6%. That 3 to 6% is largely unit volume driven. And if you compare that to our estimation of global industrial production index, we're estimating that to be between 2.5 and 3.5%. We expect 3M's growth in developing markets to be between 5 and 10% in 2015, and we expect our growth in developed markets to be between 2 and 5%. Those growth figures I just mentioned are organic local currency growth. If I take that growth and break that down by business and geography, healthcare, we're expecting to lead the way for growth in 3M with 4 to 7% organic growth. Our industrial business, safety and graphics business, and consumer business, we're all expecting to grow organically between 3 and 6%. And our electronics and energy business, we're expecting to grow between 2 and 6% in 2015. If I turn this to look at it, at our growth by geographic area of the world, our largest area of the world, the United States, we anticipate growth between 3 and 6%. EMEA, we are expecting growth between 0 and 4%. The Western European portion of that, we're expecting between negative 2 and positive 2 organic local currency growth, with our Central East Europe and Middle East Africa regions being accretive to that overall area growth. Our Asia Pacific growth, we're estimating between 3 and 8%, with our China growth in the mid to high single digits, and our Japan growth in the low single digits. And then finally, our Latin America, Canada area, we're expecting to grow between 5 and 8%, primarily driven by growth in Latin America. Now let's move to the impact foreign currency will have on 3M's earnings. The stronger US dollar, we're expecting to reduce earnings per share in 2015 by 10 cents to 20 cents, and this is net of hedging. 3M has a strategy of hedging approximately 50% of our economic exposure. One of our actions we took earlier in 2014 was to extend the tenor on our hedging in certain developed market currencies, where we moved from 12 months out of economic exposure to 24 months out of economic exposure. In the case of raw materials, we're expecting to experience raw material tailwinds for the 4th year in a row in 3M. We're expecting this to increase earnings per share between 15 and 25 cents. In 3M, we spend approximately $8 billion a year on raw materials and purchased finished goods. And of that $8 billion, approximately $1.5 billion is spent on oil-related derivative raw materials. These total raw materials make up approximately half of 3M's total cost of goods sold, or about 25% of our sales are spent on raw materials and purchase finished goods. These savings that I'm talking about here, the 15 to 25 cents, are being driven by market-driven prices, which we're seeing and experiencing today. It's driven by efforts from 3M's global sourcing organization, and where appropriate, raw material substitutions. 2015 will be a year in which 3M continues to make strategic investments. It's part of 3M's business model to reinvest in the business to enable even more productivity in the future. So our strategic investments in 2015 will come in three areas. First, we're going to continue to invest in our business transformation program, which you've heard talked about. We expect our year-on-year spending on business transformation in 2015 to be flat with what we spent in 2014. We will continue to increase our investment in disruptive innovation, disruptive technology, aimed at creating new products for new markets. And in 2015, we anticipate we will continue to take portfolio actions to improve our portfolio and increase operational efficiency. In total, these strategic investments, we expect to reduce earnings per share for 3M by 5 to 10 cents. Net productivity will be accretive to 3M's earnings per share in 2015. We're expecting productivity to increase earnings per share between 10 and 20 cents. This will also increase 3M's operating margin by approximately 50 basis points in 2015. There are several things driving this earnings per share benefit. Part of it is our investments in portfolio actions and prioritizations that have already occurred. Part of it is our supply chain centers of excellence, which you heard HC talk about, but it's also being driven by our efforts around Lean Six Sigma and the increased productivity that we're seeing from those dedicated resources. And on the next slide, I'll show you what we are doing with resources dedicated to Lean Six Sigma. Our low point for resources dedicated to Lean Six Sigma was in 2011, with 372 people devoted to that, to those programs. We have been continually increasing our resources going into Lean Six Sigma, and we expect that trend to continue. And we're doing that to drive the savings that you see on the right-hand side. We're seeing those savings increase by approximately 5% per year, and by 2017, we expect that to be approaching $1.5 billion, which is a necessary thing we need to do to offset other costs that are increasing in 3M, such as inflation. Pension will be a headwind for 3M in 2015. We expect the earnings per share impact to reduce earnings per share by 10 to 20 cents. And as I've mentioned earlier, this will be driven by declines in our discount rate in the United States and the adoption of a new mortality table. Partially offsetting those declines are a couple things. First, our return on asset performance in the U.S. will be a benefit. Year to date, our asset return in the United States is approximately 13%. Our pension expense next year will also be benefited by plan changes we have made, whereby we are offering lump sum payouts to retiring employees. Our assumptions for next year, we are leaving our return on asset assumption unchanged at 7.75%. And while this will be an increase in 2015, we anticipate that pension expense in both 2016 and 2017 will be a decline. Over the five-year time horizon, we expect this to be 1% accretive on average to our earnings per share. Taxes. We anticipate our tax rate to be between 28 and 29% in 2015. We are targeting that our tax rate will be at 27% by 2017, driven by our structural changes that we are making. You heard HC talk about our supply chain centers of excellence that have been established in Europe, in Panama, and in Singapore. We expect that those benefits will be a key enabler to move our tax rate to 27% by 2017. Our tax rate guidance for both 2014 and for 2015 are based on the assumption that R&D tax credits will be in place for each of these years. Share repurchases. This is a continuation of our capital deployment strategy that I talked about earlier. We expect this to improve 3M's earnings per share in 2015 by 30 to 40 cents. We are estimating that we will deploy between $3 and $5 billion in gross share repurchases, or 2 to 4 on a net basis. And over the time frame of the time frame for 2015, we're expecting our average diluted shares outstanding to decrease by 3 to 4%. And then finally, as you might expect, as we add more leverage, more debt to our balance sheet, we will be seeing our debt interest expense go up in 2015. We expect that to reduce earnings per share by 5 to 10 cents. This is all part of our strategy of lowering 3M's cost of capital. So to sum this up, we're expecting GAAP earnings per share between $8 and $8.30. We're expecting organic local currency growth between 3 and 6%. We anticipate a tax rate between 28 and 29% and free cash flow conversion between 90 and 100%. For the last portion of my agenda, I'm going to talk about our five-year plan that we talked about in November of 2012. 2015 will mark the mid-year point of that five-year plan, and I thought it would be wise to give an update on how we're seeing the components of that plan developing. There were four financial metrics that we discussed as part of our five-year plan when we introduced that 2 years ago. The first being organic local currency growth. And at that time, we said we should be able to grow organically between 4 and 6%. That was based on two assumptions, that the global industrial production would grow between 3 and 4%, and using history as a guide, we saw our ability to grow 1.5 times industrial production index. That led us to the 4 to 6. What we are seeing is industrial production tracking to the low end of that range, but fortunately, our ability to outperform industrial production is helping us stay in the 4 to 6 range. We've seen us move from a prior capability of growing 1.5 times to approximately 1.7 times multiple through the first 3 years of this plan. All of our businesses are contributing to this organic growth range. And we are on track to 4 to 6% organic growth over the five-year time horizon. The second financial metric we shared was earnings per share growth between 9 and 11%. And at the time we shared that, we laid out many of the factors that we saw giving 3M the ability to grow earnings per share 9 to 11% over this time frame. Several of those factors are performing at the level we expected or better. Those include our organic revenue growth, our operating income margins, our tax rate, and our share repurchases. Those items are offsetting what we're seeing of headwinds from a stronger U.S. dollar and pension expense tailwinds that are not quite as strong as what we had anticipated. For this metric as well, we see ourselves on track to the 9 to 11% earnings per share growth over the five-year time horizon. The third metric we shared was free cash flow conversion. 3M over time has been a company that can generate strong and consistent cash flow. Part of the reason we put this metric forward is we saw the opportunity to move us to approximately 100% free cash flow conversion, driven by even more efficient use of our capital and by improving our working capital turns. With those factors, we see ourselves on track to achieving 100% free cash flow conversion over the five-year time horizon as well. And then finally, return on invested capital. You've heard interspersed through this morning 3M's four fundamental strengths. technology, manufacturing, global capability, and our brand. Those strengths we see as primary drivers of 3M's ability to consistently drive and deliver returns on invested capital of approximately 20%. In addition, what we are doing by minimizing our cash balances and improving our asset efficiency, that's enhancing our ability to keep our return on invested capital in the range that we said. We, over the five-year time horizon, we continue to expect 3M to be able to deliver return on invested capital of approximately 20%. So I'll close out the prepared portion for this morning by just showing the headlines that Inge started the morning with. 3M's having a strong 2014, and we're anticipating the delivery of a strong 2015. We have a 3M team that's executing well. And on a personal note, I've had the opportunity to meet many of you, enjoyed that interaction, and I'm looking forward to that continued interaction over the coming year. With that, I'd like you to give us about 2 minutes to get the chairs aligned for us to go now into the Q&A session.